Does it feel like you're fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a local, trusted fiduciary advisor. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisor Network. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
When it comes to retirement planning, sometimes you need to take a step back and make sure everything is working the way it should be. Coming up today, financial planning do's and don'ts and the top 10 lists to help you plan for your retirement.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there and it's something that I can count on and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary, visionary, cultivating, inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them, and we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Readiness Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me today is Robert Hall. Robert's president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network, and he's been helping folks for more than 20 years. Robert, always a pleasure. How are you?
Fantastic, Steve. How are you today?
Very, very well, thanks. Retirement Readiness Radio, I mean, that is really the goal here, because we have to be ready, and it doesn't happen by accident.
That's right. Everything that we do is a plan. And, you know, if we look at everything 5 years prior to retirement, that's what we call the retirement red zone. We're getting ready for that plan to be in place so that we can comfortably retire.
And what we're going to do here is go through some do's and some don'ts as we start planning for retirement. Pretty logical stuff. And so really the first do, regularly review the performance or management of all your investment options. Investments, of course, AAN Wealth handling those for you.
Yes, Steve. At AAN Wealth, all of our investment advisors recommend meeting with them on a quarterly basis. And what they're going over typically with the clients is, what does your asset allocation look like? What are the asset classes? And what about decorrelation? Is everything being moved and balanced the way it should be? And they always recommend doing that quarterly.
Okay, good. How can folks get that custom build plan that utilizes those assets you just talked about and make sure that it's allocated across the different classes? How do we know to do that?
Anytime a potential client comes in and works with any of our investment advisors, the first thing that they do is a detailed intake to get to know the client, understanding risk tolerances, understanding goals and objectives. And basically, they put together a very comprehensive plan for the client to take home, read through, and make decisions as far as what parts of it do they like, what parts of it they don't like, and how to implement the plan to achieve their retirement goals.
I like the sound of that. 877-841-1963. So, Robert, when we talk about this, you use the word decorrelation. What does that mean?
Yeah, so when it comes to different asset classes, you want to be spread out and very balanced. So as an example, you don't want to hold all just U.S. stock and that's it, right? You want to have some non-correlated assets. So you're going to hold things like stock, real estate, gold, annuities. You're going to have all kinds of assets in the portfolio.
And knowing that, we know we've got to work with at that point.
Correct. Exactly.
So this was surprising to me. So if you notice some new funds in your 401k, should we be concerned? How does that happen?
Yeah. So normally what happens in a 401k plan is you know, they're going to replace underperforming investments and try to give you better investments that are going to perform better in the long run. But a lot of times people don't look at their 401k. It's kind of a fix it and forget it. They contribute, you know, each paycheck, and then there's sometimes a match from the employer on that. But ultimately, you need to really look at your 401k. You need to look at the assets in it and understand what you're doing and really try to just make it match your risk tolerance. So, you know, if you're more conservative, move into the more conservative options. If you're more aggressive, move into them. And of course, that also has a lot to do with age and time horizon as well. When are you going to be in retirement? You know, do you still have money, new money coming in case you take losses? There's a lot of considerations there.
So how do you know if it's underperforming?
When we say underperforming, it really means if you take a broad picture of the market and, you know, and this is for anybody, this is not really any type of retirement advice. This is just saying, hey, if you look at the markets and you hear that the markets are doing good and your 401k is going down, then probably some of those assets need moved around. It's not always going to beat the market, but you know, it's going to trend similar.
So let's talk risk tolerance. That changes the older we get. In theory, it should go down. But I think today, a lot of folks a little bit older are still taking a lot of risk. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, traditional planning says that, you know, when you are working and you have new money coming in, then obviously you can afford to take more risks. As you get older and you approach retirement, you're going to be on a fixed income, you know how much assets you have and really how long your money's going to last, hopefully. And so you typically tend to start to move it lower in risk tolerance. Now, what we find is people today are working longer than they used to. So where you said, Steve, you know, you see some older people actually taking more risk. A lot of them are taking more risk because there's still that new income coming in.
Sure. I like that. And again, so how do we know when it's time to adjust that risk tolerance? I mean, that's obviously one of the things that you help us with along the way.
Sure. What we do is no matter what side of our company you come into, whether it's Affinity Advisory Network or AAN Wealth, one of the first topics that we discuss is your risk tolerance. You know, where do you want to be? Are you the type of person who's going to chase returns in the market, or are you more the person that wants going to be on the insurance side and you want things protected? You don't want to take risk anymore. Really, it's going to come down to what your retirement goals are. As an example, if you said, hey, I want a certain amount of income and I need this to last the rest of my life, we're probably going to go into lower risk type products. And the reason we're going to go into lower risk products, even maybe guaranteed products, is because that money has to last. Now, if you say, hey, I'm not using any of my money over my lifetime, I'm not using the income, I just basically want to grow it and, you know, I'll use it here and there and maybe I'll distribute it to my children down the road. Well, a lot of times, you know, if you're having that discussion, one of our investment advisors might be doing projected numbers and looking at assets that carry risk because it's not something that you have to have. It doesn't have to be guaranteed. But yes, we're going to evaluate all that with the clients. We're going to give you a risk score and then we'll allocate everything appropriately from there.
The show's Retirement Readiness Radio. Robert Hall is here, and he is helping us to understand how we are getting ready for retirement. And one of the things, and we've talked about this before, Robert, is what the kind of passion that you really and the team have for education. It's really a big part of what you do.
It is, absolutely, Steve. You know, I started in this business at 19 years old. I'm 42 now, so I got a couple decades under my belt. Met with many families in many different states. And for us, it's really, I feel like when people come in, they don't know what they did and why they did it. And that's the first thing that we teach. When we start educating you on retirement planning, it's really you understanding what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what that outcome is going to be.
Absolutely. And so with education, now that's just not only with an individual, but you do a lot of, you know, teaching really as you go through this.
We do, because I feel like a lot of times people miss opportunities because they don't know what's out there. You know, one of my favorite things that happens is, you know, we're talking about guaranteed products that can provide a certain amount of income over someone's life and then also provide a very good distribution to the family. And the funny response I usually get is, why doesn't everybody do that? And I just simply ask the question, well, why didn't you do it before you came in? And then they say without a doubt every single time, I didn't know that existed. I didn't know there were products like that out there that could meet my exact need.
Wow. Well, I mean, that must be fun to be able to share that information and open up their eyes and drop a jar or two now and then.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's something that should be continued. I always tell people, you know, think of this just like a coach. You know, you have a coach at the gym, you also should have a financial coach, because, you know, when it comes to financial, it's not something that we are taught throughout the years in school. We pretty much just know whoever we bump into, right? So maybe we learn a little bit from this insurance agent, a little bit from this broker, and a little bit from this other guy, but there's really no teaching. So with us, we teach basically all lines because of all the different companies that we own. So, you know, someone might meet with an insurance agent and learn about insurance products. Someone might meet with our investment advisors at AN Wealth and learn about, you know, a well-balanced portfolio. But we can go all across the spectrum and educate just about anybody.
So we've talked about a few do's. Let's get to a don't before we run out of time. Robert, let's see. Don't put all your money into funds that gave you the biggest return last year. Don't hesitate to change your investments. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think chasing big returns is one of the biggest mistakes investors make, because, you know, they have a great year in the market. And for some reason, a lot of times they think, oh, this is going to continue. It's always going to be like this. You know, I kind of tell people, I give them an example of, hey, listen, if you were in Vegas and you're at the blackjack table and you make huge returns on your game, are you the guy that keeps standing there gambling away all your money until you have nothing? Or do you take some of those winnings off the table and you walk away with those winnings, right? So don't chase returns.
Even Warren Buffett doesn't do that.
Exactly.
And he didn't get that way by doing that. And so let's see, what's another don't? Don't try to act like a professional day trader unless you are one.
You know, it's funny because I have clients that come in sometimes and they'll say, my neighbor gave me this really hot stock tip, you know? And, you know, I think that really when it comes to people playing markets and gambling with their money, I think that, you know, if you have a play account and you want to do that, and if you lose it, it doesn't affect your retirement, you know, that's up to you. But when it comes to your real retirement assets, you really need a team of individuals so that everything is planned properly so that you don't run out of money.
Because that would be the ultimate goal, not run out of money. Well, you know what, Robert, we're up against the clock. Let's take a quick break. In the meantime, let's invite folks to call and come on in and sit down with you.
Yeah, Steve, I think that, you know, going over all the do's and don'ts today might help people from a very basic standpoint. But if they really want to dive into the retirement and they really want to have a deep understanding of it, we do offer consultations at our office with no obligation. People can come in, they can become educated, they can learn about what they have and what's available out there. And they can do that all typically within a couple hours of meeting us. So I would invite the folks to come in and take advantage of the consultations and really enjoy the meetings and learn.
Absolutely. Folks, it's a phone call away, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963. You're going to be able to sit down and get a comprehensive financial review. And if you're looking for a second opinion, just give us a call, 877-841-1963. It's an opportunity for you to sit down and get that review and walk out with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
Stretching your retirement dollars is more important now than ever. When we come back, we've got some strategies to help you put those dollars to work and allow you to enjoy a well-deserved retirement.
And now, a nightmare retirement consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk, run from that office and go to your future retirement partner who has your best interest in mind with a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963.
If bad money habits constrain your financial progress, it's time to alter your behavior. Here's another bad money habit to break.
Being financially illiterate. The financial world can be extremely complicated, and most people don't rush home to read the latest financial news. But knowledge is power, and some knowledge of the financial world can be empowering. Now, we're not talking about getting a degree in economics from Harvard, but reading an article online every day can greatly increase your financial understanding. Many are very interesting, and the search is not hard at all. Online news feeds are so intuitive, once you click on one story, more and more will come. It's amazing how a daily read will turn on that financial light bulb in your head. An article or two a day will keep the bad money habits away.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert is president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network. Been helping folks get to and through retirement for more than 20 years. And I like this one too, Robert. We're getting into some stuff here that things that people just need to know. And when you get to retirement, just because we haven't done it and you've seen it a million times, well, maybe an exaggeration, but you see people retire every day and we don't, obviously. And it can be pretty daunting, a daunting task to think, oh gosh, what am I doing? Well, how am I sure this is right?
Absolutely. The biggest fear that people have, Steve, is that they're going to run out of money because they just don't know all of the parts to the puzzle. You know what I mean? So we come together and we try to make sure that we put that all together for them so that they can have a retirement that they're happy with and they can have a retirement that they don't have to worry about.
Let's talk Social Security for a minute. I mean, and the discussion there can go on for days, I know, but I mean, you can claim as early as 62, as late as 70, and pretty much in between, then you reach your full retirement age at 66 or 67. So how do we know when to do that? How do we know when to pull that trigger to get that maximum benefit?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. When it comes down to it, it's different for every single individual. So, you know, you could consider a lot of different times to turn on Social Security based on, you know, how healthy are you? What's the longevity in your family? How much income do you need right now? There's all kinds of reasons. But like you said, you know, you could turn it on and take early Social Security as early as 62. FRA, as we refer to, which is full retirement age, typically 66, 67. And then, of course, if you defer, it obviously goes up in benefit age 70. Now, I will tell you, I have kind of a contradictory view on Social Security.
Okay.
You know,
tell.
A lot of people out there doing retirement planning think that it makes sense to defer to age 70. Well, when you look at that, if you actually run a Social Security analysis, the break-even date is between 78 and 80 years old usually. So yeah, I could turn on my Social Security at 70, which a lot of times means that folks work longer because they need that income if they're not taking Social Security. So they work more years, which means they have less retirement. And then also, you're getting a much higher dollar amount, but you're getting it when you're 80 years old sitting on the rocking chair on your front porch. So
sure.
Does it really matter at that point?
I don't think it does.
Full retirement, I think, makes the most sense. But again, that is not a recommendation. It's different in every single person's situation.
Well, sure. If there's any difference in age, if they're a couple.
Yeah, sure. Yep. The ages can make a difference in both of them. But ultimately, I think that full retirement age is a good time to turn on Social Security. That's not the recommendation for everybody, but it gets you a good amount of Social Security and it gets you Social Security for a good amount of time.
So when do most people take Social Security, Robert? Do you find that most people take it early? Do people wait? What's been your experience?
Personally, I've experienced that most of the time people take it at full retirement age.
Okay.
You know, they kind of have it in their head. I think that most people think of their retirement age in their head as 65. But as you know, full retirement age is usually 66, 67. So they get to that age of 65 and they're like, hey, I'm about ready to retire. I'm going to turn my Social Security on. And they start looking at their Social Security reports and they realize, oh, wait, I got another year or two before I turn this on. And so typically, they'll make it usually to that FRA, that full retirement age.
Sure. Well, and again, you go to the SSA.gov and you can see that whole chart there exactly where you are. And what was amazing to me was that as you move that little button over the course of time, every month, it goes up. It's like,
it does,
well,
yeah.
Maybe I should wait a little while.
Yeah. And the other thing to think about is, you know, if you look at your actual Social Security report, it's not going to project out the COLAs, but there is Social Security software out there, third-party software that will actually help project all those COLAs moving forward as well.
Okay. Yeah, because this year it's going to be probably a bit less, the speculation is.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah. So let's talk about annuities. There's a topic that will raise some eyebrows, but that's something that you're particularly knowledgeable in.
Sure. You know, I feel like sometimes annuities get a bad name, Steve, and there's a reason for that because, you know, there's many different types of annuities out there. Some are good, some are bad, not any different than any other type of investment out there. So if I look at, you know, a stock when it does really good, I love it. When it goes backwards and I lose money, I don't like it, right?
Right.
So I think there's good ones and there's bad ones. I think that, you know, if you are a retiree or going into retirement and you're looking to fill maybe an expense gap or an income gap, an annuity can generate guaranteed income for life so that you can manage it more effectively throughout your retirement years. So I think annuities do have a fit in certain circumstances. Taking away some of that risk, if it's appropriate for the client, and taking away those fees is really a win-win because they're saving thousands of dollars a year on the management. And ultimately, they're also eliminating risk, but they're still able to get some upside potential. Maybe if, you know, for that person who still wants that upside potential, but they don't want to carry as much risk.
Right. Well, again, I think that really is what we all want. We want upside potential. I don't want to lose money. And I mean, I'm fine with zero as my hero.
That's exactly what I said, Steve. A lot of times people say to me in these meetings, well, why doesn't everyone do this? Because
yeah,
well, it makes
yeah.
sense. But again, this is not for the person that's, you know, chasing returns in the market, of course, but for the average retiree that says, hey, I want to have a steady retirement. I want some upside. I don't want downside risk. You know, it has a potential fit for those types of people.
877-841-1963 is the number to call. And so what about downsizing? Is that an important piece to this puzzle of as we get ready for retirement? I know that a lot of folks, I just want to stay in this house. I don't want to go anywhere. That sometimes can be good or not.
I agree with everything you just said, Steve. You know, when it comes to downsizing, what I find most of the time, the number one decision maker for downsizing is really the health of that potential retiree. You know, if they're healthy enough to do all the things necessary to maintain the house, upkeep the lawn, do those things, they seem to stay in those homes a little bit longer because, like you said, they want to stay in that home. That's where they raise their kids a lot of times. They've worked hard for years and years and years to pay off that mortgage. But a lot of times when people are downsizing, it's almost a forced downsizing because of health. They can't do those things anymore. You know, and realistically, what do you need to do those things for? Because ultimately, it's just maybe you and a spouse, or maybe you're a widower and you don't need as much room, but it can save a lot of money on a monthly basis if you're getting into a smaller place.
Sure. Do you help people? I don't mean that you're a real estate agent, but I'm saying, do you help people kind of decide what might make the most sense for them?
That's a good question, Steve. So we actually do have some licensed real estate agents in our offices. They, of course, are independent, but they can sit with the clients, they can go over their goals, and they can actually show them, you know, what's out there.
Wow. You really are a one-stop shop.
We are.
877-841-1963 is the number. Let's talk catch-up contributions. If you're over 50, you should be making them. That's as simple as that, right?
Yeah, we wish it was that easy, right, Steve?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you think of a 401k plan, a lot of people don't realize how good that can be in a retirement plan. And remember, especially if the employer is matching, you know, that's like free money.
It is free money, obviously.
You're working there. It's part of the benefits of working for that company. But, you know, when you put money in and they're matching, you're going to get that no matter what. And then, you know, if you're over 50, I would tell you that most people I talk to in their late 40s and early 50s, they feel behind the ball. They feel like they haven't saved enough money because they're looking at it like, I have another decade, decade and a half of working, and I don't know if I have enough money to make it. So the catch-up contributions can be done 50 and older, and it really does help the people that are adding this excess contributions to be able to retire with a more comfortable nest egg.
Well, it seems that, you know, by the time you get to be 50, the kids hopefully are all gone and the weddings are over. And yeah, so maybe you've got a little extra money and let's save it. Let's enjoy it later.
Absolutely.
Well, we need to take a break again. Holy cow, that went by fast. Let's do that and invite folks to call in the meantime.
You know, we started the show talking about your retirement dollars and really managing how important they are. Things like, you know, should I consider an annuity? Should I create income? Should I downsize my house? All of these things are the concerns that most people have when they get close to that retirement age. And we can help them navigate through those concerns and be able to create a plan that they're comfortable with so that they can sail through the retirement years. Come in and see us. We do consultations at our Canton office and also in our Westlake office and Independence office as well. We're happy to sit down with no obligation and get to know the clients and share some education with them.
Love it. It's a phone call away, folks. 877-841-1963 is the number to call. It's really why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. You're going to be able to find out how much risk you're taking. We talked about that today. What about red flags that might be a problem for you? Well, you can find out. Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. You want to take advantage of this complimentary review, please pick up the phone, call us now, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
When we come back, we've got the top 10 tips to keep your finances in tip-top shape as you move to and through retirement. You don't want to miss this.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
We are back on the Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert is president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network. He has been helping folks for more than 20 years. And again, Robert, we've got a top 10 list here that's fantastic. We're going to have to hit a lot of this stuff. And so when we're talking about as we get into retirement and how we get there, we have to understand our lifestyle expenses. And another word is budget. And if you don't like budget, then, you know, lifetime expense report. How's that?
We have a budget in retirement, Steve.
We should.
Absolutely. You know, we recommend any time that someone is getting close to retirement, we would say that, you know, take a year or two or maybe even 3 years and start something simple like a spreadsheet and track all of your expenses for a 2 or 3 year period so that you can figure out how much money do I actually need? Do I actually have an income gap? Because, you know, one thing that most people find out is when they retire, they typically are, they are receiving less income than they were when they were working. You know, they're going from maybe a salary or a two salary home down to, you know, two Social Security payments. And if they're lucky, maybe there's a pension in there, but they're definitely going to a fixed income in most cases. And if you have a good track of your expenses over the last 2 to 3 years prior to retirement, it's much easier to plan. And, you know, for most retirees, we see that people try to live off 60 to 75% of what their income was when they were working. And, you know, that's part of a very comprehensive analysis that we do for people to find out, you know, do you have enough money and can you create enough income along with your Social Security and any pension maybe to get to that 60 to 75% number? And believe it or not, that can be a very comfortable number if most of the bills are paid off.
Absolutely. Again, those are the kinds of things that we can, you can discover when you come on in and sit down. But there are costs that will change over the course of retirement, and we can plan for those as well.
We can. And, you know, I'm going to touch on one of the most complicated occurrences that we see, because it happens a lot, you know, where basically you have a family that's ready to retire, and one person is of age and they're going to retire, or maybe they're not. When I say of age, I'm talking about full retirement, Steve, for Social
Sure.
Security.
All right.
So one person is either close to full retirement age and the other one may not be. So a lot of times what we see is the one that's closer to full retirement age, if they end up leaving work, they will actually go on to their spouse's health insurance. Well, this a lot of times is a surprise to people because, you know, if you were carrying health insurance on, let's say, the primary earner's policy, and then you go over to the secondary and with the spouse, a lot of times adding that second person until they can get on Medicare can be very expensive. You know, it's not uncommon to see that anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a month to have both spouses on the health insurance of the other spouse that's still working.
Sure.
And then, you know, to go further beyond that, you have to look at things like, you know, when can they actually enroll in Medicare? When they enroll in Medicare, what are they going to add to it? Are they going to have an Advantage program? Are they going to have a supplement? How does open enrollment affect them? There's all kinds of things. But, you know, one of the big financial costs, like I said, is if people are retiring at different times and they're switching over to the spouse's health insurance, we see that being a big financial burden a lot of times.
And that can be concerning, obviously. And one of the other things that can be concerning as we get into retirement is taxes. It's always tax day in retirement, it seems.
Well, you know, when we were younger, Steve, and our clients were younger, you know, they told us, hey, contribute to your IRA. It's a great idea because, you know, it's going to defer the taxes. Well, you know, if you look at a lot of retirees today, they contributed and they contributed and they contributed and they grew these great nest eggs, but they're qualified funds. And so what that means is when you take the money out, it's going to be taxed. You know, fortunately, we are in one of the lowest federal tax brackets that we've been in for decades and decades. So, you know, considering things like the tax impact on you, not only negatively, but also look at some of the positive things. I mean, with taxes as low as they are right now, maybe a Roth conversion might be something to talk about because taxes are low. Because I think when people, you know, ask this question about taxes, they immediately think negative, right? I'm mm-hmm. taking money out, I'm getting taxed, it's going to cost me more money. But it has its positives too. So we're going to look at both the positives and the negatives, Steve.
I like that. And one of the other things that we have to do, you know, in retirement, cash flow is paramount, and we've got to create our own paycheck. And that's a daunting task as well.
It is. And a lot of times those paychecks come from a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first, we're going to obviously consider Social Security, right? How much is that going to be? What do the COLAs look like moving forward? If they have a pension, how does that work? And, you know, if you do have a pension, what happens when that person dies? Does the spouse still get the pension? A lot of times people don't realize what happens after one spouse dies, or Social Security. For some reason, people don't realize that, you know, that when one person dies, it's going to default to the higher Social Security. But that does not mean that you have the same income that you did when two people were alive. As far as making income off of your own investments, you know, you got to look at things like your IRAs, which are going to be taxable when you take the money out. You're going to look at Roth IRAs, which are non-taxable when they come out. You might also be looking at, you know, we work with a couple of VA accredited claims attorneys as well. And so you might also be looking at some VA benefits to create income to fill that void as well.
Robert, I know that you mentioned the VA, and you are particularly involved in an area that not a lot of people are aware of. Can we talk about that?
We can, yeah. So there's a great benefit out there, Steve, that it's called the Non-Service Connected Special Disability Pension. There's about $5 billion in the fund right now, and typically somewhere around 2 million eligible veterans, but there's only about 135,000 or so that are collecting on it. And interestingly, the VA is actually not accrediting agents anymore for that program. I think there's about 300 VA accredited claims agents in the country, and that's all there will ever be based on what the VA has said. But this is a great benefit, especially, you know, if you've served your country and you can qualify for this. There's a medical qualification, service qualification, asset qualification. But if you can bypass those qualifications and you need help with ADLs, this is a great benefit that can pay anywhere from $1,000 upwards of $2,500 a month tax-free for as long as you live. But the key to this is good planning, because this does have a 3-year waiting period on it. So you don't want to wait until you're sick to start thinking about this. This is something that you got to do pre-planning. You got to do it now with the thought that maybe you'd use it in the future.
Again, if you're a vet and you're interested, if that piqued your interest, give us a call right now, 877-841-1963. And we're kind of going through the top 10 things that we have to think about. Number 5 is when to start Social Security. We talked about that in the last segment. Obviously, we can start as young as 62, as late as 70.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's going to be a number of factors that we have to consider when it comes to Social Security. We're going to look at, you know, when is the client going to retire? How long do they think they're going to need income for? What's their income gap look like? You know, what's their family longevity look like? There's so many considerations when it comes to Social Security. It's not just a matter of, okay, I turned 62, I turned it on. Is it 62? Is it full retirement age? Or does it make sense to defer? And it's different for everybody, Steve.
Sure.
But when we work with clients, we typically generate a third-party Social Security report, an analysis that shows them all of the different considerations that we send them home with so they can look it over and really understand what their options look like.
That whole Social Security report is amazing. And again, you offer that no cost, no obligation. Everybody that comes in is going to get that.
That's right.
Wow, what a great opportunity, folks. 877-841-1963. Let's talk about your spouse's retirement income. I guess we kind of touched on this after your death. I mean, is your spouse taken care of, and how can we make sure that that happens?
Absolutely. So really, there's 3 points that we need to look at, Steve, on that. One, what happens with Social Security? It's going to default to the higher of the two normally. So the income is going to go down because you don't have 2 incomes from Social Security coming in anymore. Secondly, if there's a pension involved, does that spouse still continue to receive the pension or some portion thereof? And then finally, do we have any what I call income levers? Is there a lever that we can pull when one spouse dies to increase the income back to a comfortable number where the second spouse can live comfortably for the rest of their life?
Wow, that would be nice. And again, but those are the kinds of things that help folks build confidence to get to retirement. And that's where you come in.
Absolutely.
Let's before we run out of time, I want to talk about required minimum distributions and RMDs. That's an area that's changed over the last few years. And I'm finding that a lot of folks aren't aware of that.
They're not. Actually, I just worked with a client earlier today, Steve, matter of fact, and they were 70 and a half, and they were really worried that they were going to miss their RMD and that they were going to be penalized. And as you know, this has changed a lot over the last few years. It used to be 70 and a half, then it was 71, then it was 72. Now it's actually at 73 years old. So it's important for people to take the RMDs. The penalties are still steep if you don't. But, you know, take this money out at 73 years old. And normally with required minimum distributions, just to kind of give the listeners an idea of what that looks like, it's right around, if you were to average it and pick, you know, a rough number, it'd be about 4% of whatever their qualified accounts add up to. So if they had $100,000, roughly it's going to be $4,000 a year. It gives them kind of a rough estimate of where they would be when they first start.
It seems that part of the strategy as well for, like you said, if you started a bit earlier, you could do some Roth conversions along the way to lessen that balance in that 401k or IRA.
That's a strategy that a lot of people use, actually, Steve, is, you know, they're looking down the road and they're going, you know, when I'm 73, I don't know that I want to be forced to take money out of my accounts when I don't need it. So, you know, while I'm still eligible to do this and why tax rates are low, they are doing Roth conversions to minimize the RMD distribution at 73.
All right. And then, yeah, you said, what if you don't need the money? What there are benefits. If you don't need the money, you can actually mitigate some taxes.
You can. Yeah. I mean, if you don't need the money, obviously, you know, then, you know, if you convert to a Roth and then you start spending the money tax-free, that makes a lot more sense for you. And there's also a lot of strategies for that other money that you don't use. If you want to distribute that money to your heirs, there's some tax-efficient ways that that can be done. And we sit down and we discuss that with clients every day because most people don't think that they're going to use all of their money over their lifetime. They'll use some portion of it, but they, for most people, they think they're going to leave some money to their kids or grandkids or charities or whatnot.
Sure.
So distributing it in a tax-efficient manner, we can also discuss with them.
And Robert, we need to take a break, and that means it's time to open up the phone lines and invite folks to call.
So today, you guys heard about the top 10 list of things that can affect your retirement. These are just a very small sampling of things that we discuss when we meet with clients. Again, we do offer those consultations, no obligation. We typically spend an hour to an hour and a half with the client. We don't actually ask them to bring anything in the first meeting. It's really just a session to get to know us, to get to know them, and share ideas. And we'd invite all the listeners, if any of this information makes sense to you, simply call into the office, set up a meeting, and any of our advisors are happy to meet with you.
Absolutely. There's no cost, no obligation for you to get a better handle on your financial situation. Find out what investments are really costing you because of high fees or commissions. Tax implications, yes, they'll be addressed. How much income you can securely generate from your retirement savings. 877-841-1963. It's our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision for you. So give us a call, 877-841-1963, and begin that process.
Time once again to answer your questions, that and more when we come back.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. At Affinity Advisory Network, we pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, Robert Hall and his team will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Take advantage of our complimentary retirement strategy session by calling Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1963. Again, the number to call is 877-841-1963.
We are back on Retirement Readiness Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Robert Hall is here, Robert founder and president of Affinity Advisory Network. Oh, by the way, the website, check it out at affinityadvisorynetwork.com, affinityadvisorynetwork.com. That's a great website, and you really get the feel for just how diverse your company is, Robert, in terms of having all of the key people needed to put together a solid retirement.
Absolutely, Steve. I mean, people don't realize what a multidisciplinary professional network actually is or how they work. And really, as you'll see on the website, it's really about the client taking back control and having a team of people working for them. So it's not just one person's opinion. You know, you have someone who does legal work, the attorney giving legal advice. You have an insurance agent talking about insurance products. You have an investment advisor at AA and Wealth actually managing your investments. You have an accountant or CPA that's doing your tax return or tax planning. You may have a VA accredited claims agent working with you. So it's not uncommon, Steve, to see people come into our office and then have a team of five, six, maybe even seven people working with them.
Wow. I mean, again, that really is the team, isn't it? The team behind you in terms of helping folks getting to and through retirement. I mean, that feels very powerful to me.
The teamwork makes the dream work.
I guess so. All right, let's jump into some of these questions before we run out of time. We've got Jill wondering, I'm not far away from retirement. How can I protect my 401k? Can I move some of it into cash and still have my employer match while contributing some money to, contributing money into it? And or should I do that?
That's a great question. And obviously, there's a lot of things to consider here, Steve. We don't know Jill's entire circumstance,
right.
But I can tell you this. When it comes to 401k plans, if someone would like to, there's a couple times where they can actually roll over their 401k, right? So they can do an in-service rollover, it's called, a lot of times at age 59 and a half. So they can check with their employer and find out if that's available, or they can do a rollover after separation of service. But either way, if they are 59 and a half, let's say, and they have a 401k plan and they can do an in-service rollover, sure, they can actually do the rollover on part of the money and then ultimately continue to contribute, keep that account open, and get the match.
All right, good. Jill, give us a call, 877-841-1963. Claire is wondering, she says, what about those questions if you have the ability to build a lifestyle that is inflation-proof or recession-proof? Well, you can't do that. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to answer for you, Robert.
Well, you're right, Steve. You know, obviously, inflation, as everybody knows, hit an all-time, I think it was 44-year high.
Yeah.
And, you know, so safeguarding against that is tough to do. But in general, understand that there are products out there today that can actually be attached to the consumer price index. And what that really means is, you know, if they're taking income from an income annuity, as an example, and let's say that annuity is attached to the consumer price index, you know, that payment is actually going to increase as the consumer price index increases as well. So there are some products and there are some strategies out there that can help you, but I wouldn't say inflation proof or recession proof. I would say, you know, taking smart steps to plan in the event that inflation goes up.
Ooh, well said. 877-841-1963. Let's see. Edward is wondering. Edward says, I'm going to turn 70 years old in mid-2024. I then plan to collect Social Security. As I'm still working, self-employed, will my income impact the the calculation of my benefits?
So when you're talking about Social Security, as long as you turn on Social Security at full retirement or after, so someone 70 years old, this would apply to, but if you turn it on full retirement or after, you can make an unlimited amount of money and there's no deduction on Social Security. That really only comes into play if someone's taking early retirement, Steve.
Okay.
And really, it's a dollar for every $2 in the event that they were to turn it on early. So there's also another consideration that I see in here. Again, you know, we don't make recommendations over the radio for an individual person because we don't know all of their situation. But I tell you another concern that I would have in Edward's question is he is self-employed. So is he actually contributing to Social Security would be my first question.
Oh, are you saying he may not be at that point?
He may not. So he may not be taking a W-2 income from his company. He may just take distributions. And because of that, he may not have actually contributed or have not contributed a lot to Social Security. So one of the first steps that we would do with a client like Edward is we would want to pull his Social Security statement, take a look and see what the Social Security statement looks like. Because if he's been self-employed for his whole life, that's a serious consideration to see if he's actually paid into it.
Okay. Great legwork there to find out. Edward, give us a call. It's 877-841-1963. We've got time for more here. Let's go to Peter. Peter says, I've been bombarded with ads featuring robo-advisory platforms that have a lot of online financial planning tools. Now, what do these tools lack that an in-person financial planner can provide?
Well, remember, I hate to say it, but robo-advisories, they have no life experience.
No, they don't.
So, you know, living it, seeing it, breathing it, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, you heard me talk about this earlier where, you know, a client asks, should I defer my Social Security until age 70?
Sure.
And I have kind of a contradictory standpoint on that, I think, because my thought process is let's get full retirement and let's get it longer. Let's not keep deferring and keep working longer if we're trying to live life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so things like that, a robo-advisory is not going to be able to do. Understanding your situation. Remember, when you're entering this information online, there's a formula for it. And that formula might not be right for that client, Steve.
Sure.
I mean, so when you talk robo-advisors, I tell people, you know, take this with a grain of salt, right? It might be a way to start looking at your retirement, but I really think, you know, go to people who have experience. I mean, you've heard me talk about this. My experience, I started at 19 years old. I'm 42 now. So I got a couple decades under my belt with hundreds of retirees. You know, if you look at any of the attorneys that we work with, they have, you know, 20, 30 years of experience under their belt. You look at the investment advisors. I mean, Justin Atkinson, who runs our investment advisory firm, he's got more than 20 years. He was president of broker-dealer for 20 years before he came over to run our firm, and he's been at our firm for nearly a decade. So
Wow. Nearly
30 years of experience there as well. So I would say that, you know, you can't make up the experience through a robo-advisor.
Right. Well, what about AI in general? Are you concerned?
You know, it's a scary thing to me. And I almost, when people talk about AI, it makes me feel old-fashioned.
See, thank you for saying that. I understand that.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. You know, I was actually at one of the advisor's offices the other day, and he showed me a program that literally you can type whatever you want, and it sounds exactly like the person.
Oh, I know.
Literally, the voice inflection, the pauses, I mean, if you close your eyes and turn around, you could not tell whether the computer was talking or the person was talking. And I know, especially for my senior clients, because I work primarily with 65 and over. I mean, we do plan for younger pre-retirement, but we do a lot of post-retirement planning as well. And they just don't like that. It scares them to death. And I'm kind of along that same thought process initially.
I get it. Well, it shouldn't be a concern of ours, and, you know, just continue to see what's going on. And I know that if from a financial standpoint or in your industry, I think a lot of folks are feeling like you, and they're just kind of taking a step back for now.
They are. It's kind of a wait and see attitude right now. You know, people don't realize this, but we actually just came out of, I shouldn't say came out of, right? That we were just in a technical recession. And really, there's only been six of those since the inception of the stock market. And a technical recession basically means the S&P 500 is down 20% or more. And, you know, so there's basically been six times that's happened. And they were followed by pretty good years, historically speaking. But I think people are at a point right now where they just go, you know, I'm unsure. I don't know. And you know as well as I know, I think a lot of people are waiting on the political campaign as well before they make any real decisions.
All right. So I know we talked briefly about you being a one-stop retirement shop. And I mean, again, you really take it all in. You've also got Medicare specialists on board, don't you?
We do. So we have people who work primarily in the Medicare space. So they're educating clients on aging into Medicare when they turn their Social Security on, what steps and when they should be doing that, how it interacts with their employer. They may have to get Part A, but not Part B. They might have to opt out of Part B. You know, they're talking about Advantage programs, which are the programs that can fill the gaps that Medicare leaves off, the programs that have no premium with them. I mean, some of them do, but most of them do not. And then we also have people who do Medicare supplements. So they're filling in the gaps of Medicare as well. So matter of fact, one of the guys that we work with, Travis, he actually has been doing it for 18 years, and he was just helping me with a client. The Medicare gets complicated.
Sure.
And
does.
So you need someone who works just in that arena, I think.
I think that's a good idea as well. And on that note, let's go ahead and wrap it up today, Robert, and invite folks to call one last time.
Yeah, I would say that if you're listening on our show today, we covered a broad array of topics. And, you know, we don't give financial advice over the radio. So what we'd recommend is if any of this hits home, this makes sense, and you're at that point in your life where you're thinking, hey, I'm about ready to retire, but I'm really a little uneasy. I don't know if I have enough money, right? We can show them income planning. We can show you how to make sure that you don't outlive your money. If you're the type of person that, you know, doesn't know how to navigate the market and, you know, you have someone telling you invest in this stock, but you're really not sure, come in and meet with our investment advisors on the AA and Wealth team. Sit down. It doesn't matter if you sit down with one of our insurance agents, you sit down with one of the attorneys that work with the clients from their law firms. You sit down with any of our investment advisors, our VA accredited claims agents. Every person here will sit down and do a consultation with a client just to get to know them a little bit and send them home with some ideas. And if they choose to come back and it's beneficial for both parties, we'd be happy to help.
I love it. 877-841-1963. And you know, that is the goal of the show here, is to help you make the best decision for you. So if you've got any questions about the things we've been talking about today and or how it might apply to your situation, just make the call, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963. That's the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. How about that, Robert? Again, a fun show today, lots of good stuff.
Sounds good. I think that's a wrap on it, right?
Yes, it is. And again, we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and a whole lot more right here on Retirement Readiness Radio.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.